Hello, am I on? I'm trying to be on. I'm trying to record. Hello, I got an ice cream. I got an ice cream here. You know, I wasn't going to do a show because it's a day and that ends in Y.
You shithead, where are my pills? That bitch can afford it. She's got another couple grand coming for this one. Can't you at least give me my fucking pills?
Listen, this is a delicious ice cream. I believe it's a Haagen-Dazs. Natsy Caramel Cone. It's called Natsy Caramel Cone. Real quick, this healthcare thing is a bunch of shit, okay? I'm eating. Insurance companies do nothing. At least, you know, pharmaceutical companies, I mean, they make drugs, okay, that help people. Insurance companies do nothing. All they do is take money. It's all they do is take money from people. They take money from doctors. They take money from patients. They take money from the government. They take money from everyone, and they pay for the CEO's gigantic yachts. And it's fucking extortion, okay? This healthcare system is extortion. It's like, it's basically organized crime. I mean, literally, you know? I mean, what do you do with The Sopranos? You pay the guy to not beat you the fuck up. I mean, so we basically have to pay these insurance companies so that they don't rip these politicians to shred. What a crock of shit. You know, what do you call it? Protection. It's fucking protection, you know? It's protection money. I mean, it's clear as day. We don't need the goddamn insurance companies. I have no patience for these morons that watch too much TV and think it's fucking socialism. There's no argument to have. It's fucking healthcare. We need it. You can't be selfish about healthcare, because even if you're selfish about healthcare, if the person next to you doesn't have health insurance, then you're going to get their fucking disease, you idiot. The fucking foundation of American society. Selfishness and Ayn Rand's cunt. She got raped by a fucking fascist. Not my problem. And Ronald Reagan got diddled by her. And then there's that fucking Greenspan. Hopefully he'll be dead soon. Another Ayn Rand fucker. Seriously. Oh, there's no world except for this one. Well, thank God she's dead then, because that means she's eternally non-existent. So all her books should get thrown in the garbage. I do like her writing, though, but I've explained why I like it. It has nothing to do with her stupid politics. Listen. Fucking, you know, this cunt, this Democratic senator from Louisiana, was elected by Democrats, by people that want health insurance. Now she says, well, I'm not really going to push for a public option. Well, why the fuck not, you fat whore? Because you're fucking afraid. Well, as far as I'm concerned, you're a fucking mass murderer. Because, oh, fuck. I mean, do I really have to explain this? It's so fucking obvious. Nobody understands how stupid we are. Nobody. We don't. People in other countries are like, why are you people so goddamn dumb? I don't fucking know. Because we're brought up, we're a culture of consumers. That's all we fucking are. That's it. We consume. We're not people, we're consumers. It's different. Watch the documentary, the Adam Curtis documentary, The Century of the Self. I think it's still on insanefilms.com somewhere. Hello. I mean, really. Encourage competition. Do the fucking math, you know? You do not need a middleman. It's like Max Kaiser says. It's basically, do you want to pay wholesale for healthcare, or do you want to pay retail? You know? Insurance companies don't provide healthcare, and neither does the government in any scenario. Doctors do. the same doctors. The doctors will get the same amount of money. It's just a question of who's going to steal money on top of it. Who's going to get the extra money that the doctors wouldn't get anyway? You know? The government is us, you dumbasses. That's your tax dollars. It's your fucking money. That means it's like you own the insurance company, you fucking retards. I mean, what the fuck? Oh, and these fucking, that fucking plastic-faced cunt, the head lobbyist of the healthcare industry, she's like, well, you can't. It's not fair. We can't compete with the government. Well, then get the fuck out, you dumb cow. Playing all these, you know, mafia-esque tactics. We don't need them. I mean, people should just self-insure instead of use health insurance. There's no reason to. My mother pays $1,000 a month for her medication. She's a goddamn senior citizen. I was just talking about it yesterday. It's just one medication, sorry, for 3 months. And she's got a couple. She had to order them from Canada, which is still $300 for 3 months. That's how much we care for our senior citizens here. And these fucking morons are worried about death panels. Well, a death panel is having to pay $1,000 a goddamn month for your goddamn medication. You're going to die, you fucking morons. I have no patience for you fucking apes. Oh, socialism, that's your defense. Wow, a word that you don't even fucking understand, you morons. Well, guess what? I'm a socialist and I fucking love it. So fuck you, morons. Douchebag people that think they're libertarians. Get fucked. I've had it. Oh, the government shouldn't do anything. Well, the government has to do something. It's fucking there. Just like you're fucking there. Why don't we just kill you then? Since we don't need you either. Christ. Hi, sweetie. I mean, really, what am I supposed to talk about? Maybe I'll let Norm talk. Norm Augustinus, my old friend of normaugustinus.com, sent me a lovely clip. It's not about healthcare, it's better. Let me find it. Augustinus. I lost all my macho fuckers when I upgraded to this stupid snow leopard. What a travesty that was. At least that way I'll be able to enjoy some of my ice cream. Where's this fucking file? I know I put it somewhere. Do you like my silent-ness? Oh, send me some goddamn money. I'm fucking broke, assholes. Jesus fucking Christ. No fucking money. I'm going to have to go through and do all that accounting bullshit again. I mean, yes, I edit Thug Prawn, but it's very little money. I only do it like one or two videos, DVDs a month. That's not much money. It's barely enough to pay my mortgage. You know what I mean? And I've been living on the unemployment fumes, which is now completely over. So give me some fucking money. Go to yeastradio.com and press the goddamn donate button. No, I'm not doing some fucking walkathon to save breast cancer. Guess what? Walking doesn't cure cancer, assholes. Healthcare does. Fuck people.
Hi, Madge. Madge, I've come up with a revolutionary new invention that I'm sure will make me $1 million. Oh. And when the money starts pouring in, I'm going to cut you in for 50% of the profits. Madge, one of the biggest complaints of most Americans today is porking someone that turns out to be a silent lay. According to independent studies, 67% of all Americans emit no sounds while they're being banged. Unfortunately, silent lays are unsettling, and over time they can erode one's sexual confidence. Madge, with my invention, silent lays will be a thing of the past. Let me explain. My device consists of a small transmitter and a desktop receiver. The battery-powered transmitter gets hammered into your lover's asshole like a butt plug, Madge. An onboard antenna coming out of the device plugged into the receivee's asshole sends a signal to a receiving station whenever someone's balls slam into the padded plunger switch. As you are probably aware, Madge, in the missionary position, one's balls always slam slam into the receivee's asshole. Madge, the desktop receiving station has 200 pre-programmed actual moans of pleasure built into it. A 1,000-watt speaker built into the receiving station blares out the moan of your choice. Man moan or woman moan. Each and every time one's balls slam into the padded plunger switch, which is embedded deep into your lover's asshole. Madge, with my extraordinary contraption, silent lays will be eliminated forever. Instead of this... you can get this! It's a guaranteed hit, Madge. That's about it, Madge. This is your favorite correspondent, Norm Augustinus, reporting from Florida.
Norman. Norman. I don't understand where the transmitter goes. And is this, you said it's like a dildo? I mean, what if you wanted to use both holes? Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds great otherwise, but maybe you just could put the transmitter like a piece of tape. Why do I need to be like a dildo? Maybe I need to listen again. I don't understand. Hang on.
Hi, Madge. Madge, I've come up with a revolutionary new invention that I'm sure will make me $1,000,000. And when the money starts pouring in, I'm going to cut you in for 50% of the profits.
Right.
Madge, one of the biggest complaints of most Americans today is porking someone that turns out to be a silent lay. According to independent studies, 67% of all Americans emit no sounds while they're being banged. Unfortunately, silent lays are unsettling, and over time they can erode one's sexual confidence. Madge, with my invention, silent lays will be a thing of the past. Let me explain. My device consists of a small transmitter and a desktop receiver. The battery-powered transmitter gets hammered into your lover's asshole like a butt plug, Madge. An onboard antenna.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. You can't be in the asshole. Then how are you going to have anal sex? It's very homophobic. How are you going to have gay sex if you got a transmitter in your fucking asshole? You know? Really? Or even lesbian sex. Sometimes you want to stick the dildo. I don't understand why you can't use a piece of duct tape with one of those RFIDs, you know? I should see. I'm trying to see if Norm's on, but I don't know. I think that would involve getting up to fix some wires. Yeah, the wires aren't set up then. Oh, well. Too bad. I could do Skype on the iPhone, though. Let's see. He's probably not on, but I'll see. Skype. I went to this fucking rip-off falafel place. They don't give you trays because they're so paranoid. And it's a brand new place, but they don't trust the customers at all. They're like so afraid you're going to steal goddamn shit that they don't give you trays. They're afraid you're going to take too much of their goddamn tabbouleh. Woo! Tabbouleh for you. Hi, sweetie. Just chill out, girl. Norm Augustinus. LMN. I don't see Norm. What, sweetie? I'm going to see if I can find his number. Norm Augustinus.com. Trotsky, you get the relic of the Bowley when I'm done. It's almost done. Fucking healthcare moron. There's his dildo thing. Mm-hmm. There's a picture of it. Where's his phone number? Buy art. How's he getting so fucking famous he can't put his phone number on the goddamn website no more? Mm-hmm. Norman! Contact me. Ah, found it. I can say his number out loud because it's on the goddamn website. Dial 727-808-2347.
Calling 727-808-2347.
Good girl. huge vagina centers incorporated to Florida. It's his employer, HVRC. Answer the phone.
At the tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Norman, this is your old friend, Matt Weinstein. I'm on the program right now. I was just playing your plug or whatever, your pitch for that dead fucker thing, the thing to stop people from being a dead fuck or a silent fuck. It sounds like a good idea, but Norman... Oh, Christ on a wheel. Oh. Sorry, Norman, I ate a whole pint of Haagen-Dazs. The karma count. I don't understand, though. You say that the transmitter is like a dildo. You hammer into the person's asshole. But what if you're fucking him in the asshole, Norman? It sounds very homophobic, because how can you get fucked up in the ass with this machine? If the machine's in there, then you got to compete with this machine that's also in the asshole? Or then you put in the vagina. But what if you don't have a vagina? What if you're a homosexual man? Why can't you use an RFID chip, Norman? RFID. And use it in a piece of duct tape on the, pubis mound or whatever that thing, the taint. Anyway, Norm, call me back and let me know what you think. I've got a new number. Firm uterus. That's the whole thing. Firm uterus. It's a U.S. number. You just dial it. Firm uterus. Firm uterus. You can even text message me, Norm. Firm uterus. And of course, you know my email, bloatedlesbian@gmail.com. I'm also bloatedlesbian on the Twitter, but don't tell no one. Bye, Norman. Thanks for the nice suggestion. I can't wait to get rich with you with this thing. Oh, bye-bye. Okay. And cool. Oh, that was nice talking to Norm one way. All right. Oh, my God, do I have gas. Ugh. I ate that fucking ice cream. Now I'm just going to fucking explode. Oh, my God. I think I'm going to have a diarrhea. Major shit. Oh, my God. Seriously. It's huge. It started in the yoga. It's that fucking falafel shit. I swear that's a anti-Jew conspiracy. I think I got the swine flu. Ugh. Damn it. Ugh. Damn it. I think I got the damn swine flu. Oh, my God. Did you hear? Oh, another wound. Jesus Christ. The stink is starting to come up at me and waft. Trotsky's even smelling the thing. Trotsky, here. Come up here and lick the table. There's more ice cream. Come on. Come on. Come on, Lipsy. Oh, you're afraid of the goddamn mic. Headset. Come on. Now lick this tassel. Oh my God. No wheel. Shark Bella Mortenstein is there. Yeah, but I'm not gonna make it into us. You know, Chris Weigel really did fall asleep on the program the other day. I'm done. I'm just stalling now. I need to end. Let's check my notes. Oh, I saw Syphilis Fatty again. Let's call Cheryl. I can't fucking help it. Just for a second. I can't help it. I got to talk about Sif Fatty. We have to rename a fatty. Call Cheryl Prolapse. Ugh, bitch.
No match found.
Yeah, you weren't listening. Call Cheryl Prolapse.
Calling Cheryl Prolapse. Right. Mobile.
Get down, Trotsky's. Speaker. I gotta shit a brick. Oh my God. Mrs. Brickshits. Trotsky, get off the table. She better answer. She better not be watching. Trotsky. Cheryl, I'm recording right now, so be good. Don't say the N-word.
Oh. It's just talking about?
It's just a quick... It's just a quick...
Negroponte.
No, but did you hear what Wanda called the Lady Raptastic?
What? in with them. She writes to Melon.
No. She said when Lady Reptastic dies, these are her exact words when I was on the phone privately with her. She
right.
said, when Lady Reptastic dies, she will be in a state of nigger mortis.
What?
That Wanda's horrible, isn't she?
I can't say those things.
I hate her. Anyway, the reason I called is because I think we have to rename a fatty.
Wait a minute.
What?
That's still on the Edward Mortis.
I texted it to you earlier. Don't act like you're so fucking surprised.
Well, I guess it's a little different when you say it out loud.
Sometimes you just gotta say it out loud.
What was it again?
I already said it. Rewind if you didn't get the memo.
Say it, okay.
Say it! Now, can we talk about the fatty? We have to rename a fatty.
To what?
Well, we have to rename Pear Fatty to Sif Fatty.
Why?
Because the Sif has eclipsed the pear shape, Nades.
Ooh.
Come on, Tresky. Good.
In her hair, what?
I think it looks really patchy. I don't think she knows, but I've seen people like this before, and they sometimes don't know they have the syphilis. I mean, maybe he doesn't have the syphilis, but his hair does.
It's really not a syphilis. What is syphilis in your hair?
What? Shit.
What's wrong?
I farted real bad, and Trotsky don't like it.
No, I bet it's because of the H1N word, also known as hepatitis AIDS, is there.
Oh, my God, no. Now, what were you talking about? You were talking about Sif Fatty? I know it's harder to say Sif Fatty.
Yes. Well, I want to know if that really is a port of having syphilis.
Stage 2, what?
What?
Stage 2 syphilis. That's, look it up. Look up the symptoms. Yes, and you get rashes, and you also have a huge pear shape and ask people favors.
So does she have a rash?
Probably.
Have you seen her scrotum? Does it have a rash on it?
Somebody said, who is this person on the Twitter that said, Trotsky, what do you want? Get up here. Who said that Pear Fatty has shitty kitty. I mean, Sif Fatty. Trotsky.
What is wrong with this piece of shit dog? God damn it.
I haven't been giving him enough attention. He used to go out, and I just ate a pint of iced cream.
He goes, woo.
I have to...
Where are you, honey?
I'm at my house. I'm done with... I wrote a bad review of the falafel place. You can see it on Facebook. They hate Jews. Oh, they were so nasty. They don't serve food on trays. I said, I ordered fries... And I ordered a falafel, and I ordered a drink, a beverage, you know, a mango lapsy. And I said, can I have a tray? She goes, oh, we don't have trays. You just have to hold it like this. And she showed me how to hold it. Like, I don't know how to hold a fucking thing. And then, you know, it's a brand new place. So the owner, I mean, there must be Israelis because they're super cheap. And... You know, the owner's staying there next to somebody else, like, talking about what they're going to order over the salad bar, which has this huge sign. It's not a salad bar. It's like the topping bar. And it has this huge sign. Only one visit to the topping bar per sandwich or bowl purchase. So I think that the reason they don't have tray, and the guy standing there, he's like, are you finding everything okay? I go, no, you don't have trays. I don't know where to put this stuff. And I'm going to make a mess. He's like, oh, we'll put it here. And he makes room on the goddamn counter next to the salad bar. I'm like, you fucking idiot. So I made a mess on purpose.
That's really nice.
Yeah, you know, and then I wrote a bad review on Facebook.
Facebook. What does Facebook have to do with it?
Because I bad review, a bad review. And I went to the dorm today, and that's it. And I'm going back tomorrow. Oh, I forgot to look in the garbage to see if that thing was still there. I bet it was. Damn it. I forgot to look in the trash to see if that big thing all wrapped up was still there. I was going to open it. Hold on. This is a good one, Kevin, because I ate a pint of ice cream. Oh, my God, it might be a shard. Hold on. This is a serious thing here. Hold on. I don't think it's even coming out. I think I might have a blockage. A blackage. What?
That's racist.
Listen, don't blame me on Wanda Wisdom's transgressions.
Why? N-word Mortis is not the subject anymore.
It's not N-word Mortis. That other word.
I don't see
it. Okay, hold on, hold on. I ain't gonna afford it. Hold on, it's gonna come out now, I think. You really like this one. Hold on, let me really try and get it. Work the thing. Hold on, I gotta relax my... It's turning around the bend of this large intestine. Now, it's not working. What did you think of my idea about the stone baby reverse birthing demonstration on the program? I was thinking you could do a stone baby reverse birthing.
What does that even mean?
You have a stone baby and you reverse birth it. You put it back inside your vagina, where it belongs.
Do I have to be ultimately up?
Well, unless you want a cesarean reverse birth. But I would think it'd be easier to peel open the layups. Not like they ever done been closed.
What? You still gotta peel up.
Peel open the layups.
Your eye. I like when people say, keep your eyes peeled. Because it always makes me think of my layups.
Do it. Did you watch the True Blood?
I did.
Wasn't it great? Oh, I love that program.
It wasn't real good. I mean, it's always real good. Only one more layup.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm going to cry, Mary.
And then, you know, it's probably going to be another year before they have another ground ball.
Seriously?
Well, I mean, I think that they went with the Sopranos for like a year or some shit.
Yeah, they do that because then the people get famous and they have to make movies and crap. Oh, but that's so... It was such a good episode, though. I really loved it.
They're always real good.
I love that mean lady.
You what?
I love that mean lady. She reminds me of you. Cheryl Ann. Cheryl Ann.
I kind of hate her out.
Well, now I can use that wonderful artwork I showed you today since you're on the program.
You're at home?
I'm at home, yes. Is that what you asked me?
Album
art. Remember I showed you that cute album art where you look like goddamn E.T. and you're making a child cry?
It's not nice, honey. I never made no children cry. Only scream in ecstasy. I mean, you know what I mean.
Old eye-ho. I do.
What?
Old eye-ho.
I do that.
Old eye-ho. I think I'm going to fart. Someday.
You said that before.
Did I?
I'm a lover of the children. I do love them a lot.
Uh-huh.
I like to, you know, have fun. It's just a fun thing.
Layups?
No, children. I like when people say that. It's just a fun thing. It's just funny. It's funny.
All right, Cheryl, I promised myself and my audience this would be a short show, but I couldn't end without talking to you because I needed to masturbate
my
layups.
Time we'll do the reverse Boris.
Okay. But find a stone baby in the meanwhile. Make sure it's nice and hard.
Three bacon, they're glazed, and they're firing in my kiln.
A twin stone baby reverse birthing would be really good if you could.
Triplets. All one stone fused together. I'll talk to you later, Nate.
Bye, N-word. That was nice. All right, well, my program is over. Oh, let me just check. Oh, no, there's messages, voicemail messages, too. Oh, yeah, there's some nice ones. I'll save it for next time. Unless I decide to do some post-production, God forbid. Anyway, for now, I need to find something. Goodbye.
I never had any split personality. I have a hell of a temper. It's sudden.
I think it's the end of the program. I think I'm going to pull out of you. I think I got a major blockage with a huge deuterus coming out of me really soon. So I'm going to do this. If it comes out good, I'm going to put it at the end of the gram instead of Twittering it. Oh, my God. It's really feeling... This is going to be ED from hell. Hold on. It might even be a water flow like Cheryl. I hope we don't need a song. Hold on. Oh, I can hear it gurgling all up in everywhere. The preliminary gas, can you hear it? This is going to be enormous. This is going to be big, really big. I can feel it. I mean, literally, I can feel it. Now it calmed down again. This is weird. This is going to be a real... It's turning another bend in my deuterus. This is going to be a big one. Oh, man. Oh, man. I need to relax the bloater. Relax the old bleat. Bloat. Bloatsy luck. I mean, how are it's... Oh, yeah, girl. Get it. Oh, wait. Is it coming? No. Is it coming? Oh, shit. Is it coming? She'll be coming out my anus when she... Oh, yeah. I think something's coming. Hold on. That was just a little piece, but it's just like the precursor to a huge piece. It was the prologue. This is like Gutter Dammerung for Tootie. Another little piece. I don't know. This is weird. At some point, there's going to be a huge explosion. I just know it. I can feel it in my... hit in my stomach, which also contains a lot of doubt. I think I binged on fiber in the middle of the night, but I'm not sure. Fibery. Nadesy, when she comes. Oh, I don't know about this piece. Let's wait for one more duty cramp. If I don't get one more duty cramp, I'm going to leave this place really soon. I mean, very soon. I'm going to leave this place. Send me goddamn money. I don't think I have anything in there. As Clara Peller, my old friend, would say, where's the beef? Hey, you. What is this strange sconge on my iPad? It's weird. I ain't got nothing coming out of maids. I don't have any shit coming out of May. Oh, come on, let's get it out. Moonstools. Come on. Oh, I feel a crampy coming. Yep, crampy's coming. Maybe this is the one that's going to push it on out. Since last time we had turgules, it's possible. Okay, yeah, let's try it. Shh, shh. Oh, I feel the cramp. It's getting lower. It's getting gross. Come on, prampa, 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 prampa. Oh, man, oh, man. I'm bearing down a little. Oh, come on. She'll be bearing down the mountain when she bears down. Yeah. Something's coming. Oh, that was better. That was a little better. But I think we got another round to go. Oh, I felt another one. I didn't have the mic by it then. I still feel like something's going to let all this gas out. I really do. I feel like something's going to let the gas out and it's all going to come flowing on out of me. Like, pa-pa-pa-pam. And it'll all be worthwhile. And you'd be like, wow, that was a good program. Really good program. My pussy's haunted. Meanwhile, I got to just wait to see if something comes on out of me. I do. You know, this Larry's got me a bottle of this new cologne by Kylie Minogue. It's called Kylie Minogue for Men. Only it's for women. Lesbians. Duh. Need to stop with these fucking... coincidence. Oh, I ate that whole fucking pint during this program. A pint of Hagen Doodles. But I did yoga this evening and I did a headstand. Oh, I don't know, maybe it's over. It's weird, duty cramps are funny, you know, because you think they're just totally gone. And you're like, wow, no more duty cramp. And then all of a sudden it comes back when it goes around the band. There's a lot of intestine to cover. I bet there's probably another, because it was real low in my bloaters, but not like, maybe it felt like if it was, all that pain would have given me more than just a little, you know what I mean? Would have been a pamp. And then tomorrow morning, I think it's going to be real good because of all the lactose, the whole milk, well, cream, really, coming out of me whole from the ice cream. Yeah, that'll be real good. The duty in there. Sure. Oh, fuck it. That is a terrible shit. Well, I'm going to stop it for now. Oh, wait, is it happening again? It's like a horror movie, but for duty. Is it going to happen? It looks like I shed an octopussy. The hell is that thing? What did I eat that's so weird? I went to my sister's house for dinner. That's what it was. Probably made some fucking weird ass shit. Oh, yes, there was some chemistry involved. I remember because the... Yeah, I don't know. It was really good. The spinach. Gloves. Ew! Nasty! Ew! I think there was some sort of... That's from the goddamn salad. Some goddamn salad pieces in my asshole that I ate yesterday. I feel like it's gonna calm the cramp. Let's flush. Amazing how times have changed. Now I used to have to do all this shit, and then you can record goddamn podcasts on your phone in high fucking fidelity. It takes all the fucking fun out, you know? It do. All right, I'll wait a couple seconds, cunts. I'm gonna sit here on the couch. Trotsky, see if the bloaterist comes a-popping. We're gonna let her get done if she needs to get done. I'm not talking about Trotsky. Trotsky's the boy. I'm talking about my bloaterist being a she. Hi, bloaterist chores. Girdle Dumplin. Hi, Girdle Dumplin. My God, did the flurries make you famous? Did you see those gorgeous pictures on Flickr? Look for a Duck Slurry and Fashion Slurry. Fashion Slurry and... I forget. Duck Slurry has a complicated website that I can't remember. It's just vanyaparin.com. Don't ask me to spell it. I don't know. Maybe that was the whole duty. Maybe that was the whole... Getting caboodly, doodly. It could have been a duty and a half. It could have been. I don't know. Maybe I have a leak. Maybe I need one of those water fluoroscopies like what Cheryl had, and maybe I got a leak in my colon. Maybe the gas went somewhere else. You know what I mean? Maybe it went into my vagina and queefed it. It's possible. God knows what goes on in that haunted vagina of mine. I'm now so old, my vagina is haunted. Oh, Jesus Christ. That is so rude. Oh, that is rude. Funny as hell, though. My vagina is haunted. And she's going to say that at a Christmas party, the Queen of England. Can you see her on a Christmas special? What do you have to say, Your Majesty, HRH? Well, I'm now so... I'm so old, my pussy is haunted. I mean, think about that. A haunted vagina. I mean, that's really... That's like cobwebs. You know, that's really old. That's an old vagina. Haunted. Did you know a vagina can get haunted? I mean, think about it, you know. I mean, what goes on in there, you know, when you're 80? I mean, really, what goes on up in there? Nothing. It's just this dried up old cave. It's a haunted pussy. With ghosts of all the abortions and births you've had. It's a frightening thought. You know? I mean, You still got to wash it. I don't know. Do old ladies wash their joints? Really don't know that. Wash the giny out? Rhetorica Brown. Hi, Cuterus. He loves his bully. I'm having a sugar come down. Hi, cutie. Oh, my God. I guess the shit is over. I guess that was the whole thing. I did the D. Did the D. Oh, you're so sweet. Did the D. Who it belonged to? All right, I got to end. There's no more shit coming out of me. Sorry. Sorry about that false alarm. Ate it out. Stop. Why won't it stop? Stop.
I'm gonna leave this place very soon. And all the stuff that goes with it.